now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us today. If you just arrived on us, you just tuned in, some stations carry us at various times. You missed a great first hour. We talked about the Civil War being fought today like it was 100 years ago. We also touched on some health care issues about taking care of yourself. Wanted to follow up on that a little bit. Some interesting stories about the soaring prices, so many areas of health care. I have some personal experience of that. I had a hip replacement about 2.5 months ago, maybe 3 months ago. Doing great, out exercising, doing fine. Well, the bills are still coming in, and it looks like when all is said and done, that a hip replacement for me, for my right hip, and I'm healthy, and it, you know, it took about, I don't know, a couple hours operation, is going to run about $55,000. Now, I'm fortunate enough that I have Medicare A and B, and I have a backup Blue Cross subsidy plans that gives me additional coverage. So my out-of-pocket is going to be very little, $55,000 for a hip replacement. And if you look at hospital costs, they are often 3 to 6 times higher than the same cost in other industrialized countries. Let me just give you a few examples in terms of what people are paying. There are, example, out in California, medical centers out there, a couple of people coming over the weekend. One guy has a little toddler has fallen off the couch. He got a cut in his forehead, and somebody else had kind of cut their finger. The bills arrived, and the young child's cost for the stitch on his forehead was $2,229. And the other person's finger charge was about $1,600. And these are typical costs all over the country. A day spent at an inpatient, as an inpatient, at an American hospital averages about $4,000 a day. Some hospitals up to $12,500 a day for one day in the hospital. And closing a wound with a needle and thread typically gives bills across the country in the neighborhood of $1,500. There's a hospital in New York City, Lenox Hill Hospital. Public relations guy up there was billed $3,355 for 5 stitches on his finger after cutting himself while peeling an avocado. And here's another guy that was charged $2,000 for 3 stitches after being bitten by a dog. So, and these are not outrageous amounts of money. These are typical amounts of money. And I can go and go on and on and on with you. Here is what many hospitals charge throughout this country, making a comparison. For a pill of Tylenol with codeine in it, Tylenol with codeine, the market price is 50 cents. California Pacific Hospital charges $36.78 for that pill costing 50 cents. Now, I know there's got to be a markup. You know, the hospitals have their overhead to pay, and we'll talk about that. But IV fluid bag costs about $1. Hospitals are charging across the country $137 when it costs $1. That's look at the markup for $137 versus $1. Neck brace costs $19.99. Typical hospital charge $154. Echocardiogram, including the doctor, the actual cost is $358. Hospitals are charging in the range of $1,800. So I'm just showing you some of these differences in terms of costs. And, of course, for the more complicated operations, they go up and up. And I've purviewed my bill. And there were some awfully high charges in my particular bill for my hip operation. There's a cart that was placed in the hospital room where the rubber gloves were set down, and the cart was there and the chair was there. Well, they charged me $75 a day for the cart sitting in the room. I think that was there 4 days in the hospital, so $300. Well, the cart couldn't have cost more than $75 or $100. But in any event, here's what the hospitals say. And this is why you got to pay attention to this whole debate for health care, whether it's Obamacare or something else. Folks, the present system just don't work. It just ain't working properly. Let's just call it like it is. I'm not defending Obamacare. I have a lot of problems with Obamacare. But the fact remains that the status quo is costing us an arm and a leg. And here's why. You see, When we don't cover those who have needs, they rush off to the emergency room, which is much more expensive of a typical hospital. To pay for that care, yet by federal law, you can't turn down someone who's indigent and in need. You've got to take care of their needs. And if it's serious, like a heart attack, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, to pay for that, you and I are paying more on both the state level, the local level, and the federal level. It's costing us in terms of taxes. So that is one, because the feds, rather the hospital, can get reimbursement from these sources. So you and I are paying that through higher taxes, number one. But here's what really gets you. Hospital can't make up the difference that way, so they charge you more to cover your coverage to pay for the indigents where they're losing money. They get no reimbursement for those indigents. And so that's why they're charging the big markup on the pills that cost 50 cents and you're paying $30 for the pill. I think it's outrageous. I know you don't like it. And obviously there's some abuses in the system. A major New York Times study, it went 4 or 5 pages in the New York Times, showed that if you did a comparison of hospitals from one area to the other and considered the economic breakdown, that some hospitals are charging 3 or 4 times over other hospitals. And you've got for-profit hospitals, and there's big bonuses to the CEOs and other hospital administrators that make money off this stuff. And so you got to balance all that out. We got this mishmash of reimbursements that costs an arm and a leg, and there's no rhyme or reason. There's no standard. There is no way to see what is reasonable, what is not. If you got the bill, I asked for my hospital bill. I wanted to see what my hip was going to cost. And I couldn't make out a lot of the charges, the various things that were there. I didn't know whether the costs were reasonable or not. Got a pretty good local hospital. I think the charges I paid for my hip operation are pretty much in line with hospitals across the state where I live and pretty much across the nation. They are way too high. The profit margins are marked up tremendously. And I'm not real worried about it because I didn't pay for it. Insurance, Medicare covered it. And my backup coverage with Blue Cross covered it. So I'm concerned as someone looking at the problem. But as a consumer, there's no incentive for me to ask for the bill, to read the bill, to raise questions about the bill, you see? So, well, that's just the way it is. And so you continue to get gouged. So here's my point I'm trying to make out of all this. If you say, the heck with Obamacare, I don't want that. I like my current plan. I don't care what your current plan is. You're paying too much. You're paying too much. I don't care whether you've got the best or the worst or just major medical, whatever it is, you're paying too much because you're subsidizing about 40% of the population that do not have health care. So somehow or other, you got to try to make that thing work. You got to accept the fact that, look, those people are just going to live off the system, and when they need medical care, they go off to the system, and we're going to pay for it that way by higher costs out of our pocket, by more taxes. That's how we're going to pay for it, and we're just going to accept that. Or you consider alternatives. And that's my knock. If you don't like Obamacare, I'd like to see some alternatives. Often in the debate, and I'm not very much a big fan of the Republic can'ts and the Demo don'ts, either side. But if you look at that whole debate, the Republicans complain a lot and say no, no, 1,000 times no and stand in the door of any type of change, but don't offer alternatives. The alternatives are, well, let's go to a market approach and give you tax incentives. Well, many of that 40% don't pay any taxes, so that doesn't do anything for them. You got to find a better way to skin the cat. And right now, we're putting our blinders on. We're saying we don't want Obamacare. We're going to keep on. We like what we have. Let me tell you what, you're paying through the nose for what you have. You've got to find some way to make the system work better, and we'll talk some more about it. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, my column each week, and have some fun on my website, too. Again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. We're rocking and rolling this morning on a cold, wintry day. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back on The Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, it seems like in this country today we're swearing a lot more. I mean, look on the TV shows. You see the four-letter words galore on our TV shows. Of course, cable is Katie Bar the Door. It's wide open on cable. But even on mainstream radio and on television, you see a lot of swearing going on. A public relations firm called Marchex did a study, in their opinion, of what states curse more and which states are the courteous. And I got to tell you, my home state, Louisiana, was one of the states that swear more. They're in the top five, along with New Jersey. A lot of our listeners up in New Jersey apparently swear too much. You've got your listeners up there in Atlantic City, WVNJ 1450 AM in Atlantic City. Also, we've got WVNJ, largest station in New Jersey, I'm told. Did you know you folks swear a lot up there? I don't know why it is, but again, my home state here swears a good bit too. The states that swear the most are Maryland, New Jersey, Louisiana, Illinois, and New York doesn't make that list. That's kind of interesting. Now, where do they swear the least? Massachusetts, Washington, Arizona, Texas. Come on, Texas? You think those cowboys swear all the time? You go over to Austin and you go all over Texas, you think there's a lot of swearing going on in Texas, but they don't swear that much at all. How about being polite? Primarily the South. South Carolina is the most polite state in the country, but Louisiana comes in second in terms of being the most polite. So I guess they say, hey, would you please get out of my blank way, huh? Is what they say down where I live. You've got other courteous states. It would be Maryland makes the top five. So in any event, shows a balance of whether you're that colorful, but I thought it was kind of funny. The most courteous and swearing the most is right in my home state. But you folks up in New Jersey, you got a rough mouth up there because according to the survey, a lot of swearing is going on in New Jersey. And I understand we've changed a good bit. I'll have to admit every now and then I'm really irritated. Maybe I say something I shouldn't. What concerns me is that someone that does this around kids, you know, kids under 15, you see these little 6 and 7 year olds and somebody is swearing like a sailor and I make them mad. I correct them. I say, look, let's just kind of watch the language there. But I'm just amazed at the number of adults that just take it as a way of life with their four letter words and just let them all out. Hey, another subject I thought was interesting. This is the giving time of year. We're into the holiday season. You see people out with the bells ringing in front of the various department stores, and that's fine, and I think it's a wonderful time to give. But you ought to watch the giving that you're doing. We just talked about Pearl Harbor and the anniversary of the beginning of World War II, and there are associations out there that call you on the phone, direct marketers, and by all indications, the U.S. Navy Veterans Association should be a leader in charitable community. And they are. They're founded in 2002. They provide support for Navy veterans, so they say. They have a huge financial success. In its first 8 years, the Navy Veterans Association has raised about $100 million in charitable contributions. It says it's headed up by Jack L. Nimitz and has 41 state chapters and some 66,000 members. Jack Nimitz, you know, his uncle apparently was Colonel. It doesn't say that, but, you know, we remember General Nimitz and Brother Admiral Nimitz. We've got an aircraft carrier named after him. Well, the only thing different about this is it's all a charade. There are no 41 chapters. There are no 66,000 members. There is no Jack L. Nimitz who's heads up the organization. It's a scam where over the phone they ask you to send money in by credit card or check. $100 million has been raised, and virtually nothing goes to the Navy Veterans Association or to help naval veterans. None. So watch these telephone scams. I get calls all the time. Oh, we're the Police Benevolent Fund. But if you look on the phone, it's an 800 number that is located somewhere outside your state. Now, look, I'm a big supporter of my police force, something I made a habit of doing, and I'm proud of that, and I'm going to continue to do it, is that when I'm in a restaurant and I see a couple of police officers come in for lunch, I quietly go up to the cashier and say, hey, just put that in my tab or let me pay for their lunch, and I don't make a big deal about it. Sometimes I leave before they even know it. Sometimes the cashier, when they go to pay, says, hey, gentlemen, sitting over there in the booth paid for your lunch, and I just think it's a nice thing. Officers try hard to do their job, aren't paid a lot of money, and that's just my way of giving back a little bit. But as far as the Police Benevolent Fund that's located outside my state, who don't want to identify the programs they're doing, where the money is going to, what states or what particular city is being helped, I'm not going to give to the Benevolent Fund because I'm not sure they're all that benevolent. You see what I'm saying? And so this time of year, when you get all these calls, and you see there's nothing illegal about this, by the way. If I want to start the Victims Protection Fund for Child Abuse and start doing robocalls, and this is, you know, I can file for a tax-exempt status saying I'm for nonprofit. You can, you know, as long as I spend a little bit, if I spend 5% or 10% supposedly on the charity, I can keep 90%. Well, that's not right. That's not right. So I would be leery of any telephone solicitation at all. I'd be completely leery. Someone wants to send you something, you can check it out, you can look it over, you go on the internet and see just who is represented, where the money is going, is it going back into your local community, or if it's going for research, I can understand the research going on, but I don't know this to be true, and I don't want to make dispersions, but I was told that the whole breast cancer campaign for research of breast cancer, that there was a ton of money that was not going to the research that was used for other purposes. I want to check that out a little bit more. I don't want to disparage those who in good faith are raising money for cancer breast research, because we need to do much more research. It just blows my mind that we still have cancer as such a major problem in this country today that does so much damage, that takes lives so early, and we can send a man to the moon and we can solve all these programs and computerize and the internet, but we can't figure out something that causes cancer. So we need to do more research, and you and I need to give. We need to be a giving society, a giving community. But just don't get caught in a scam. You see what I'm saying? Don't let them solicit you over the telephone unless you've got some way to check that out. I just don't give over the telephone. I'll give through the mail. I'll give through direct solicitation. Or if over the phone, I know it's a local charity and I'm familiar with it. But during the Christmas holiday season, you ought to be very, very careful in terms of what you give. So I just pass it on to you. And, you know, it's a great time during this holiday season to do a little extra. There's so many people who need so much. I guess the question is, do we do it just a few weeks a year or do a lot more a year? You know, you can do some. I think it's better to make a New Year's resolution of something you're going to do for the whole year rather than the Christmas help. Do it all year long. Look for a special project for you and your family to adopt or to develop to move forward. So just to give you that thought on the charitable giving. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a weekly newsletter. I write columns. I do radio interviews. You can hear my radio show. You can watch television snippets all on that website. Again, it's www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, go to talk. Come back and talk about someone who was framed for a crime. I think it's appalling. Stay tuned on the Common Sense Show.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
This is stuff that you see on television shows or a good movie script, but how would you like to be minding your own business? You're walking down the street, not paying too much attention, but you know, you're safely in your zone. All of a sudden, somebody comes up in their car and hits you. So you get hit by this car, and then as the whole story progresses and comes out, you get charged with a crime. I mean, that's something out of a Kafka novel. Well, that's the focus of a personal story of someone this actually happened to. Steve Villasequez has joined me here right now, who this happened to. He's written an interesting new book we've got out right now I want to tell you about, and how he overcame and what he faced with. His book's called Kafka at the Beach, and we've got Steve with us right now. Steve, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Put me on. This is
hey,
great.
Steve. Okay. Steve, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Villasequez? Bevilacqua.
Oh, Bevilacqua. Okay.
Bevilacqua. Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful. I know. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So, well, Steve, thanks for joining us. This is just so far off the wall. It's something that, you know, you have to think, well, gosh, it's a Stephen King novel or something that he made up. But I want you to tell my viewers, talk us through what happened, this whole flow of you're minding your own business, you're at the beach out in California, and all of a sudden, bingo, you get hit by a car. Talk us through and just tell the story, okay. this outlandish story of just what happened.
It is. It's outrageous. It's downright crazy, but it's true. And yeah. So I live out here, in Venice Beach, California, and one Sunday morning like this one, I stepped out of my apartment to go get some coffee, and I was crossing the street at a crosswalk, and all of a sudden I hear the screech of tires, and yeah, this car, a speeding car, runs me down. However, I saw her coming, and I jumped out of the way, and so she really just kind of sideswiped me and kind of knocked me down on my butt. And so I was, you know, it was scary though. You know, your knees buckle, your heart's racing. I yelled at her. I yelled, yo. and then she stuck her hand out the driver's window, flashed her middle finger at me, and took off. So I get up, I kind of dust myself off. Like I said, my knees were kind of shaking. But I just continue, you know, walking. And then I get up the street about 100 feet, and I see a car that looks just like the one that just ran me down, like parking. And so I walk over and say, you just ran me down. And then the woman explodes. The woman who was just so crazed with her road rage and God knows what else, then attacks me and starts screaming obscenities at me. She actually starts punching me. And so then I'm just trying to get away from her. And so I walk away and say, all right, forget it, you know, bye. And then she follows me. She's following me through the streets for a good, hour and a half, 2 hours, screaming threats and obscenities just out of her head with just her, you know, rage. Jumping ahead, by the time the police and the city attorneys were done processing this, because the woman in the police report then admits, oh, yeah, I saw him, I didn't stop, I gave him the finger, I took off, and then I followed him. And she admits everything she did. But then she says, then he tried to rob me. So, she gets charged, the woman who did all this and admitted it, gets charged with nothing. I got charged with felony strong-arm robbery and assault and a big, long list of things, some of which came with mandatory prison sentences of 18 months. And then I'm in court for, almost a year fighting this, spending tens of thousands of dollars to just fight for my freedom for something that never happened. Because, you know, if it's a mandatory prison sentence, you say yes to anything, and they put you on a bus to prison. The judge can't really stop it. So it became this very absurd nightmare, right out of Kafka. Of course, then it got even crazier, because once I managed to successfully fight off this ridiculous campaign to put me in prison for getting hit by a car, basically, then we all ended up on TV. This whole thing played itself out again on the Judge Judy show. In a really interesting way, because that's where I won. And the point of the book is called Kafka at the Beach.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you right here. Okay, well, I'll ask you a question. When you got on Judge Judy, now we've all seen Judge Judy, so Judge Judy ruled in favor of you?
Yes. Well, she didn't. I mean, she gave me what for as well. But I think she is amazing. I consider Judge Judy to be literally like our modern day Solomon. I think our actual justice system is so far completely gone from reality. And Judge Judy really did get to the bottom of it and set things right in a really, really wonderful way. I mean, granted, she, you know, yelled at everyone involved, including me. Because that's her way. But at the end of the day, she set things right in a way that the justice system should have done and didn't.
Well, what did she do? What was her ruling?
Her ruling was, basically, she found in favor of me. Well, what happened was, after I finally, it turns out, the woman who ran me down with her car, get this, this is really interesting, she was in her 40s, but she was a medical student. And she was driving back directly. She had just left from taking her medical board exams. And among the interesting things she admitted to the police was when she volunteered, I haven't slept in over a week. And God knows what she was taking to stay up for all this time.
No, I can imagine. But tell me, Steve, we don't have a lot of time, so stick with Judge Judy. What was Judge Judy's ruling?
Judge Judy found in favor of me, because what I did was I actually sued the woman for not for hitting me with the car, but for making deliberate misstatements to the police that cost me tens of thousands of dollars. And Judge Judy...
Right.
Found in my favor, and she did what the justice system should have done. And when you think, you know, you think Judge Judy would just be out to put on the most, shocking, ratings-grabbing TV show they can, but actually they were way more concerned with justice than our justice system. It was.
Well, let me ask you this: What happened in court, in the California court? Then were the charges dismissed against you? Or what happened in the California court?
Okay, they spent about 7-8 months just trying to bully me into pleading guilty. I was in there every week with regular.
But we don't have a lot of time, Steve. Give me the ruling. What happened? Let's speak to the ruling.
Basically, they finally agreed after 8 months. I had to go in and go before the judge and assert my right to a trial to finally make them do something about this. After trying to, they kept me in the system forever, and then finally the judge made them go to trial, which they didn't want to do. Then in the middle of the trial, they dropped it. They basically continued it for 1 year, provided that I went to court-ordered therapy, which was another crazy thing, which I agreed to do just to end this thing.
Sure,
but basically, in the system forever. Or for not forever, for about 8 months. But it was crazy. We were about 7 months into this when we realized that the prosecutor, the prosecutor at the time, had never read the police report, looked at the evidence, or talked to any of the witnesses or anything. He didn't know the first thing what he was talking about.
Okay, well, again, Steve, we got to watch your time. But let me ask you this. What made you decide to write a book about the whole thing?
Because this is a story. Once the story happened, I was telling this story everywhere I went. I was at a baby shower and ended up telling this story to the whole crowd. So people love this story. So, and I figured, also, you know, trying to just work it through and let people know. It's also trying to, like, give people tips on it. God forbid you or any of your listeners ever have to go through this. But there are some very important things that I learned the hard way that could help people if they ever find themselves on the wrong end of a charge.
There's lessons to be learned there, lessons to be learned. So, Steve, I got to go. The book is called Kafka at the Beach. You bring a lot of humor, just like you're humorous and laughing now. The book it has some fun parts in it, too.
Fun.
So
I think humor, God gave us humor for a reason. It is one of our best weapons in dealing with bullies and things like this. Absolutely, yeah. Oh, and if I may say, I was listening to you earlier. Listen, there's a little strong language in this book, just so everyone knows. Listening to you talk about swearing, and listen, I was called some pretty horrible things along the way, and I reported it as it happened, so, yeah, a little strong language.
No problem. Well, we appreciate you putting perspective. I enjoyed it. I read it. It was cold down here. I read the whole thing. I thoroughly enjoyed it, called Kafka at the Beach, and the author is right here with us, Steve Bellalacqua. Got it right this time. Steve, hey, have a good weekend. We hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Great. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy. At least he keeps his sense of humor about getting hit on the side of the road. Next thing you know, he's in court, thousands of dollars of attorney's fees, ends up getting vindicated by Judge Judy. I'd love to go in Judge Judy's court sometime. Again, you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. How do you deal with the cost of insurance for your car, and what are solutions? Oregon's got an interesting solution. They want to put a monitor in your car and charge you for every mile you drive. What do you think about that? Freshen up your coffee
right here on the Genesis and come right back. Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough runoff to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I said there at the break that some states are trying to experiment and find other ways to generate revenue to pay for their roads, the cost of construction going up. I understand that, but the state of Oregon out in Portland, Hood River, all that part of the country, is proposing an idea that, a little creepy in my opinion, it wants to install monitoring devices in each resident's automobile, tracking where they drive and taxing them by the mile. In other words, for every mile you drive, you get taxed that way, because, and that kind of evens out the fuel of cars that have more, you know, more fuel involvement or get better gas mileage. They just want to do it by the mile and say you pay for every mile you drive, tax you directly. And that's a strange idea. I mean, I understand you got to pay for the roads on which you drive. And right now you pay a fuel tax on your gasoline, usually 25, 30 cents of every gasoline gallon that you pay. If you're paying $3 a gallon, you're paying 25 or 30 cents towards the cost of maintaining the roads. Goes into a road fund or goes into a tax to take care of the highways. So you're putting this in your car. I said it's creepy because, you know, we're living in a time of voyeurs and drones, Facebook, Twitter, Google Glass, smart apps, all these things that monitor our lives. You got the monitoring cameras everywhere. Now we're going to let government follow you in terms of where you go, know how many miles you drive. I don't know if there's a way to keep from telling where you drive, but at least the number of miles you drive. And so one problem with that is that if you drive out of state, you're paying Oregon for all the trips you make outside the state. So if you want to go across the country, how do you deal with that? They haven't answered those kinds of questions. Maybe they don't want to answer those questions. Maybe they just want to generate the revenue. I don't think it's an idea that's going to fly, and I hope it doesn't. Now, I had an idea that I picked up on that nobody liked at all. Back when I was Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, I got elected in 1991. So someone asked me, what do you do about the high auto rates? We've got the highest auto rates in the country down here, through the ceiling for auto insurance. And I said, well, what's happening is that about a third of the population here in California, it's very high. In a number of states, you've got a huge population that just doesn't buy insurance. They just ignore the law. So you've got to assume, buy more for your insurance. That's why your insurance costs more, you see, because you've got to assume that even though you're not at fault, if you get hit by an uninsured driver, that driver doesn't have insurance. And so you're going to have to look to your own insurance to cover your damages, your injuries, your property damage. And so about a third of everything you pay in the cost of an insurance policy goes towards your uninsured motorist coverage, protecting you from an uninsured motorist. And the more uninsured motorists you have in your state, the higher your rates are going to be. So if you're in a state like mine where about a third of all the drivers don't carry insurance, then you're going to pay a heck of a lot more. How do you catch those drivers? Well, here's the way you do it. Here's the way you do it. What you do is you put an extra tax or extra cost on every gallon of gas. Now, let's say, and I think I figured out once about a nickel a gallon. If you paid a nickel a gallon for the average driver driving 10,000 miles, say you drive 10,000 miles, that's $500. Well, for $500, you can get that or even less, get the basic, I guess in many states it's about $20,000. You get that for free. Now, bear with me on this, because it's a pretty innovative idea if I pat myself on my back, if I do pat back on myself, overwhelmingly rejected. Nobody likes the idea. But what would happen is I want to go get car insurance. So I go into State Farm and say, look, I want $500,000 insurance. I give them my voucher from the state that's been sent to me, and I get the first $20.50 free because I'm paying it through the gas tax, you see. I'm paying it through the gas tax. I get that for free, then I pay above that if I want to get more insurance. Most people have more insurance than the $20.50 that is required by the state. And it varies state by state. You'd get that for free. You'd get a voucher in the mail. You'd get that for free, and you'd pay the difference. And how that is paid for, it's not for free. You're paying a nickel in every gallon of gas. Now, what you do is that third of the drivers that don't have insurance in many states, they now got to pay. Maybe they don't go in and actually fill out the forms, but you're getting them, you see, because they're getting insurance by that nickel they're paying on every gallon of gas. So you got them. Otherwise, that one-third just gets off scot-free. So you either got to buy high uninsured motorist coverage that just goes through the ceiling. You're paying outrageous rates. Or you go to what is called a no-fault system. And a no-fault system of insurance, you say, I don't care whether the other person has insurance or not. I'm going to buy my own insurance, take care of myself. If I'm hit by an uninsured driver or any driver, I don't make any claim against them. I go against my own insurance. Some states have that no-fault system, and the numbers still are a little high. You don't say that the cheapest way to pay the less for insurance is to see that every single person has insurance. And the only way you're going to do that is to get them. Now, I guess you could put up a state police toll-blocking road on every interstate and every road in the state. And when they came by, if someone didn't have proof of insurance, you seize their car and take it off the road. And I'm for that, quite frankly. I'm for the roadblocks. If someone doesn't have insurance, if you can't produce a proof of insurance, then you get kicked off the road. That happened. I know when I was insurance commissioner, went down to New Orleans, got the chief of police with me. We got out on one very busy road and stopped all the drivers that did not have insurance. And then the chief would tow those cars that didn't have insurance off the road. And all the other people were honking their horn and sticking their fingers up in the air and saying, go for it. You know, they're very, very supportive of getting the uninsured drivers off the road. So that's one way to do it. Just put up roadblocks everywhere. The only way, though, you're really going to see that every single person follows the law and has insurance is put a nickel on the gas tax or whatever the figure comes out to be. Everybody's got to have gas, you see. I know we got some electric cars, but basically everybody's got to have gas. The more you drive, the more you pay. That's what Oregon's trying to accomplish. So now when I propose that idea, it sounds like a revolutionary idea, and I know a lot of you are out there honking your horn, driving around saying, what a tremendous innovative idea. I got virtually zero support when I proposed this thing back in 1991. It's the only way that works, quite frankly, unless you impound everybody's car in a massive effort. Those are the only two ways, or three ways, impound, put up roadblocks constantly. Number two, my gas tax idea. Or number three, no fault. You don't have to worry about insurance. If you want to protect yourself, and you kind of do that with your home, you know, your home is worth so much to you, and you insure the value of that home. If your home is paid for and the mortgage company does not require you to have insurance, you can be scot-free. If your house burns down, then you're stuck. There's nothing you can do about it. So you have choices in insurance. And that's what the no-fault auto insurance program does, give you those particular choices. So I share that with you, and just in terms of the plans, Oregon's plan isn't going to go anywhere. Jim Brown's plan isn't going to go anywhere. Oregon, you got to find a better way to skin the cat than put some kind of a monitor in my car, and when I go out of state, I'm still paying you for the cost. That just don't work. Hey, we're about out of time. Gosh, I got a lot more to talk to you about. Tom Sherman, can you get us a couple more hours to talk? I'm on a roll here today. It's into the holiday season. My name's James Brown, and I feel good. And so we got a lot more to talk about if we had the time. We're down to the final minute or so. I was going to talk to you about this. I'll mention it briefly. Do you know that there are virtual sacraments you can get right now? You can go online to North Carolina churches in Charlotte, North Carolina area, take communion over the internet. Take communion over the internet. My initial reaction was, well, there's a human presence, a physical presence that's a component of Christianity and of the sacraments, right? I mean, are you trivializing what should be sacred? We're going to start offering gluten-free wafers without wheat as a denomination. So that gives you a tidbit of what we're going to talk. We're going to talk a lot about religion next week. It's a Christmas season, and we ought to be talking about religion a lot more during the Christmas season. Often we commercialize Christmas so much. So next week, we'll talk about the 12 days of Christmas, what it costs to have the 12 components of Christmas in that song. I'll talk about virtual sacraments. We'll talk about communion over the internet. We'll talk a lot about religion and have some fun. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my weekly commentary, see who's going to be on the radio show, have some fun on the site, too. Look, you folks have a happy holiday time. Enjoy yourself. Bundle up. We'll talk to you next week on The Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.